CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The White House says President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin are done talking about Ukraine after a nearly three-hour-long phone call. What we know from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The highly anticipated call lasted over 2.5 hours. While we still don't know if they came to an agreement on anything, we do know President Trump was looking to persuade the Russian leader to sign off on a 30-day ceasefire. Last week, Ukrainian officials agreed to the U.S. proposal during talks in Saudi Arabia.
Ukrainians are skeptical after several Russian promises and invasions over the years. Stephen Pfeiffer is with Stanford University's Center for International Security and Cooperation.
The Ukrainians are pretty adamant that they want some guarantee, particularly if they have to accept some territorial loss, that 3 years from now, they're not back at round two of this war.
Israel's foreign minister says his country has no choice but to resume bombing Hamas targets in Gaza after the organization's refusal to release the remaining hostages. The airstrikes began last night, and Palestinian officials say at least 400 people have been killed. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
The health ministry in Gaza says those killed include dozens of women and children. The Israeli army said it is prepared to expand the operation beyond airstrikes. The heavy series of Israeli airstrikes seems to mark the end of a two-month ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the collapse of talks to free 59 remaining hostages in Gaza, 24 of whom are believed to still be alive.
The Supreme Court's Chief Justice has thrown a brushback pitch at President Trump, who's called for the impeachment of the judge who ruled against his deportation plans. John Roberts says that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. He says that's why there's an appeals process. That public statement, a rarity for a sitting Chief Justice. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have checked out of the International Space Station some 277 days later than expected, after the spacecraft that brought them there ran into trouble last year. They're headed home with two crewmates, including SpaceX Dragon Commander Nick Hague.
I know the station's in great hands. We're excited to see what you guys are going to accomplish, and we'll be waiting for you.
CBS's Mark Strassman on the lead up to this evening's splashdown.
The spacecraft will detach its no longer needed trunk section, which has its solar panels, then slam into the atmosphere at nearly 5 miles per second. Two sets of parachutes will deploy, slowing the capsule down to just 15 miles per hour before it impacts the water. A SpaceX recovery ship will be waiting nearby.
And on Wall Street, the Dow has lost 347 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A structure fire in Racine this morning was quickly contained thanks to the quick action of a remodeling company and the fire department. The fire on Geneva near Hagerer started in the basement of an unoccupied home undergoing renovations. There were no reported injuries. Damages are estimated to be at around $10,000. A $3 billion deal is done in Kenosha County. Eli Lilly and Company has received final approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission for its $3 billion expansion of the former Nexus Pharmaceuticals facility. The project, set to create 750 jobs, includes adding a three-story office and manufacturing space. In-person absentee voting for the April 1st election starts today. You can find voting information at myvote.wi.gov. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on possibly overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto last week. The changes would have shifted committee appointment power from the mayor to the council president. A two-thirds majority is required for the override to succeed. And Thursday at 6, Friday at 1. Those are the broadcast start times for the upcoming state basketball tournament games. Two Racine teams are in contention. The Prairie School tips first, then Park. We'll also air the final games if a local team gets in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams. We tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a 5-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 51 degrees.
WRJN. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Statue wearing high heels. Look at all I have listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Local news, timeless hits. WRJN, Lee Michaels. Do you know what I mean? You know who knows what's going on is Don Rosen. And tomorrow morning, for example, he's got Racine Mayor Corey Mason. And they'll be discussing things going on that will be of interest to City of Racine residents. Don Rosen, plugged in on WRJN.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme. Counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
A traveling man made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. My sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my child
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A nice song, but I want to dance.
Help, 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 help me, Rhonda.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, The Beach Boys. I just got dumped, so, hey, help me, Rhonda, will you? Get her out of my heart. It's a little selfish, don't you think? I'm Dan Marcus with Stuart J. Waddles now and this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A structure fire in Racine this morning was quickly contained thanks to the quick action of a remodeling company and the fire department. The fire on Geneva near Hagerer started in the basement of an unoccupied home undergoing renovations. The fire was discovered by workers who immediately alerted authorities. A couple dozen firefighters showed up to put it out. There were no reported injuries. Damages are estimated to be at around $10,000. A $3 billion deal is done in Kenosha County. Eli Lilly and Company has received final approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission for its $3 billion expansion of the former Nexus Pharmaceuticals facility. The project, set to create 750 jobs, includes adding a three-story office and manufacturing space. Lilly is aiming to meet growing demand for diabetes, obesity, and future pipeline medicines. Today's the first day of in-person absentee voting for the April 1st election. You can find all that voting information at myvote.wi.gov. And two Racine teams are in the semis, and both games are coming to WRJN. The boys' high school basketball tournament will feature two Racine teams, with the Prairie School taking the court Thursday. We'll have coverage starting at 6 p.m. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams advance to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy but still mild today with highs reaching 50 degrees. And tomorrow it'll be overcast with showers and storms moving in by the afternoon. High temperatures will hit 50 degrees and slide below freezing overnight. This is going to switch the rain over to all snow overnight and into early Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 51 degrees.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before, then came you.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, headed to San Francisco, flower up.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This song by Kenny Rogers in the first edition, pretty psychedelic. Have you ever wondered what this opening sound like? Because obviously it's a reversed guitar. I'll play it for you forward after the song.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep, dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Great song from Kenny Rogers in the first edition, being very psychedelic about things. That opening guitar riff, you know the one. Have you ever wondered what that sounded like when it wasn't reversed? This is it. There you go. Learn something new every day. Hey, it's the vault door. Cool. Here comes another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And let's go back to 1967. One of the biggest, if not the biggest hit of that year was The Letter by the Box Tops. Give me a ticket for an aeroplane, right? Okay. So a lot of people recorded that. Probably Vic Damone recorded that. But one of the more interesting versions was by The Arbors. Came out several years later. And interestingly enough, I was working at the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva, right down the road, when The Arbors got a gig playing in the penthouse room there. Okay? And I got to know the band because I was a busboy. And I ran the spotlight during the shows. So I got to know the band a little bit. And one day I'm driving through Lake Geneva, and I'm driving up that long hill that's got the Catholic Church at the top of it in Lake Geneva. And there's the band walking into town, walking. So I pulled over and said, "Hey guys, need a lift?" They hopped in, turned around, and drove them into town. I don't know where they were going. I forget where, but that was kind of fun, okay? But they had a hit and did this song during the show. They did a modified version of The Letter, and it really interesting. They did this on stage at the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva, and I was just awestruck. The song, The Arbors, The Letter, their version. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a gone home. My baby wrote me a letter. I don't care how much I gotta spend, gotta get back to my baby. Are gone, I'm going home. My baby wrote me a letter. Well, she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, Mr. Cat, you see, I gotta get back to my baby once more.
About 72 or 73 that the Arbors appeared at the Lake Geneva Playboy Club. And that's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for today on WRJN.
Myself some way,
no time left for you.
Distant.
Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Every once in a while, I just stop and take in the lyrics to this song. Melody is special, too, but the lyrics, they're special.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. There is still a light that shines on me, shines.
wake up to the sound of music.